When the British rock band Supergrass first appeared in 1995, they were a mix of 1970s glam rock, wall of sound production, and sweet bubblegum chorales. The sound didn't quite fit with any of the musical trends of the time, but critic Tom Moon says that's changed with the fourth Supergrass album. It's called Life on Other Planets.
When new garage bands like The Strokes, The Hives, and The White Stripes came along, they awakened demand for updates of 60s and 70s rock. Of course, that's what Supergrass had been doing all along. Now that lies have seen the light, oh, well, the world lies twisted and weird. Rock history runs through all the songs of Life on Other Planets, cascading Beatles harmonies, the furious beats, the punkish curl in the voice of lead singer Gaz Coombs. But these are not contrived refrains. They're not exercises. They're effortless, a rare form of audio sunshine. The entire CD is simple and earnest, with habit-forming choruses tumbling out one after the other. Listen to this sha-la-la Valentine to Los Angeles. And check the way Supergrass sends ska into the stratosphere. There isn't any high-concept scheming on this album, the kind that has doomed the efforts of would-be psychedelic revivalists. What there is, instead, is the pure bliss of the incandescent hook, dispensed in handy 3-minute doses. Life on Other Planets isn't rocket science, it's rock and roll.
The CD is Life on Other Planets by Supergrass. Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.